أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يروا أنا نسوق الماء إلى الأرض الجرز فنخرج به زرعا تأكل منه أنعامهم وأنفسهم أفلا يبصرون ويقولون متى هذا الفتح إن كنتم صادقين قل يوم الفتح لا ينفع الذين كفروا إيمانهم ولا هم ينظرون فأعرض عنهم منتظر إنهم منتظرون صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoled our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created leaders, spiritual guides, so that they would guide by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn our attention towards the very great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power and the might of Allah, and also the kindness and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through the system that Allah himself created, man's needs insofar as his material needs are concerned, his food, etc., is all seen to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala see to our personal material needs, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sees to the needs of the animals that we own. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer of all our material needs, it stands to reason then that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also see to our spiritual needs by sending down the Quran Kareem, the other divine revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also sending down our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a perfect way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا, do they not see, أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرُضِ الْجُرُزِ, that we drive the water to land that is dry. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak directly about rain that comes down, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he drives the waters to certain lands that are dry. Now some of the ulama have explained that the rain falls in a different area, and thereafter via rivers, streams, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the waters to travel to certain areas, because the land is so soft, the sand is so soft, that if rains come down on it, then what will happen is that land will begin to sink in. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send waters into that land directly, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so to say, delivers the water via these rivers, via these streams, etc., and then those that will irrigate in that land, they will be able to irrigate, they will be able to harvest, they will be able to eat from the crops, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had delivered the land. Now some have given the example of certain lands in Egypt, that where rains do not fall, but the Nile passes through and people are able to get their waters, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to the needs of people. And we just take a similar example of the revelation of the Quran Kareem, only an example. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down the wahi upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah and then in Madinah Munawwara. And of course during the journeys and the travels of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in this very same message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the spiritual arrangement also, that this message then was delivered via sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to the lands and the areas where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did not go. And this is how the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grew. So that is a very, very important ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, both the material ni'mat and also the spiritual ni'mat. And then when it came to these dry lands, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا, that we had taken out the plants and we had taken out the crops that had grown in these lands and these areas. And what happened? تَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَنْعَامُهُمْ وَأَنْفُسُهُمْ, the animals also ate and the people also ate from it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a perfect nizam. Allah created this perfect system of seeing to the sustenance of man. Yes, sometimes because of our own gunas, our own sins, we are deprived of the rains, we are deprived of the waters, we are deprived of the crops coming out from the ground. That is a different issue. But by and large, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
sees to each and every need of us. أَفَلَا تُبُصِرُونَ Then do you not see? Can you not see these crops growing? Can you not see these waters coming via the rivers? Can you not see how it is harvested? Can you not see the animals eat? Can you not see yourself also having this delivered into your marketplaces, coming right into your homes? That is a great ni'mat and kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Now in the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ Allah speaks about this faisla. Allah speaks about this decision that will take place on the day of Qiyamah. So the kuffar very arrogantly asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in several ways, in different places, at different times, that مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ When is the day of this decision going to come? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ If you are truthful in this claim, some have stated that here also it could refer to the day of decision and the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by way of the day of Qiyamah, but it could have been the decision when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted victory to the Muslims and of course defeat to the disbelievers. So Allah Rabbul Izzat's response is, قُلْ يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ That when this day of Fath will come, when this day of the decision of Allah will come, the day of Qiyamah will come upon the people. And at that time, when they see the reality, it will obviously dawn upon them that now we should bring Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because their desire will also be that they want to be successful. No one would want to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So they will also realize that there is only one thing that will be of value to them, and that one single thing is bringing Iman in Allah. And we should make shukr to Allah that Allah has granted us Iman now at this stage of our lives. And we should make dua that Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast with Iman. We leave this world with Iman. And such Iman that will be of value and assistance on the day of Qiyamah. Because then, at that time, the realization of Iman and the value of Iman, that Iman is that one single factor that will give them najat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ Their Iman will not be of any benefit to them whatsoever. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ And the second is, if Iman cannot be beneficial at that time, then oh Allah send us back into this world so that we will bring Iman and we will practice righteously. Allah says, وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ They will not be given respite. And this is not unfair. Our whole lives Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us respite. Right till the time mouth comes upon a person, Allah has given us respite. Allah has given us the chance for them of Iman. For us, Allah has given us the chance of making Tawbah. Now this will be referring to the day of Qiyamah. And if it referred to the day of Fath, insofar as the victory was concerned, that when the victory came upon the Muslims, then many of the kuffar and the disbelievers that asked this very same question were killed at that time, and the same thing would happen, that the Iman would be of no benefit thereafter. فأعرض عنهم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then leave them, turn away from them. They are making this kind of arrogant statements. They are asking these questions because of their haughtiness and their pride and because of the superiority complex. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn away from them. وَانْتَظِرْ إِنَّهُمْ مُنْتَظِرُونَ You also wait and see what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. They are also waiting for the day of Qiyamah. So you also leave them, wait and see, and let them also wait and see what the reality of the day of Qiyamah may be. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. That completes Surah Sajda. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept you. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك